Incredibly cold conditions continue to occur across portions of the Midwest, and we're going to see yet another impressive cold surge a little bit later this week. The temperatures this morning from areas near Champaign, Illinois, over into the central sections of southern Ohio, reported temperatures in the negative teens. In fact, it was as cold as minus 19 in a part of that region. Temperatures at this time of the year, or any time of the year, shouldn't be that cold across the lower parts of the Midwest. Just amazing how these cold air masses have been lately. The temperatures are actually colder in the lower Midwest in this area I just described than it was in parts of Minnesota, the eastern Dakotas this morning. Some of those areas were seeing temperatures close to freezing. So this cold air mass has come far, far to the south and has had a huge impact on the Midwest, obviously. And it looks as though we will see a little bit of a break in this now for just a short period of time, but there is another impressive cold air mass headed for the region. We're going to see temperatures this afternoon warm up into the lower 40s in portions of Nebraska and Kansas and western sections of both Missouri and Iowa. We'll see 30 degrees or better in many areas across Iowa and the rest of Missouri. The rest of the Midwest, we'll see afternoon temperatures today running mostly in the upper teens and lower 20s. Tomorrow afternoon, we'll see teens and 20s again across a big part of the region. Some 30 degree readings expected in the far south, and Kansas and parts of Missouri will again see some temperatures over 40 degrees. But it gets colder from there, and it looks like on Thursday afternoon, single digits and teens will become common across the Midwest. On Friday, probably the same thing. Mostly teens, though, will occur. We'll see a few 20-degree temperatures in the far southern portions of the region. And then as we get into the weekend, we'll start a little bit of a recovery with Saturday temperatures, 20s and a few teens, and we'll also look for 20s and 30s probably occurring in the lower parts of the Midwest on Sunday. The temperatures at night, though, will be what's so impressive. We're going to again see temperatures getting down below zero as far south as parts of Kansas and Missouri, central Illinois, and portions of central Indiana and central Ohio. This will occur on Friday. It looks like Friday will be the coldest day now, and we'll see temperatures in the negative teens and perhaps close to minus 20, again, near the Canada border in the far northernmost portions of the region. These bitter cold temperatures are part of a persistent northwesterly flow pattern that has been prevailing, obviously, for a big part of the winter season. And we are going to see it ease up a little bit as we move on out deeper into March. But the flow pattern in general may be a little slow in abating completely. But we will get away from these extremely cold air masses and probably do that as early as next week. But we do have a lot of suffering yet to deal with here with this scenario playing out over this week. I don't expect to see much precipitation across the region for a little while, but as we go through the day on Wednesday, there will be a surge of snow that will come across parts of Iowa and South Dakota, southern Minnesota, and move from there east-southeastward across the lower Midwest. The accumulations are going to be very low, probably a dusting to an inch in the eastern parts of the lower Midwest. We'll look for accumulations in Iowa and some areas in Nebraska, maybe getting into the 1 to 3 inch range, but it won't hold together very well further to the east. As we go out a little bit deeper in time, the cold high pressure center will settle on top of the region as we go from Thursday into Saturday. And it's when the high pressure system starts to abate from the region that we'll run into the best potential for precipitation across the region. Another winter storm is likely to brew and move across the heart of the region. This will come in from the central plains probably sometime on Saturday and spread across the entire region as we go from Sunday into Monday of next week. There'll be quite a wintry mix of precipitation types and hazardous travel potentially across the region. We'll be monitoring that over the next few days. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.